Welcome. Hello, everyone. My name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I'm a senior product manager within Patterns and Practices team at Microsoft. Today, I'm joined by Eugenio Pace. Hi, Eugenio.
Pretty good. Hi, Ajoy. My name is Eugenio Pace. I'm a PM in the Patterns and Practices team, working in various things. Among those, it's the claims-based authentication and authorization.
So it's been about, what, a week since we did the previous video?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's not. You could probably, if you haven't seen the prior video, kind of gives you an overview of the claims identity guide work that Eugenio has been driving for us at Patterns and Practices. That video kind of gives you a quick overview of the different scenarios the guide covers. We talked about the layout of the guide, mm-hmm. The different case studies, and so on. So today, what we're going to do is kind of maybe look a little bit deeper. Maybe spend some time looking at one of the scenarios that you covered in the guide.
Great. Excellent.
Super. Okay. So without much further ado, let's just dive in. Let's talk about...
So let me see. So, you know, we made a lot of effort to make the experience of you know, using these bits as, you know, seamless as possible, right? We didn't want to go to, you know, you have to go through hoops and getting all the stuff that you need and all of that. So the install, once you download the files, it's essentially a self-extractable zip file. So once you extract them to your, you know, into your file system, you will get pretty much this, right? It's you know, the five solutions right. for each of the scenarios.
Perfect.
And a bunch of other things.
Super. So show us the dependency checker. I think that's a pretty good tool
right.
for me to, before I get started with my solution, so I make sure that I've got all the pieces that I need to get the solution running.
Exactly. So one thing that we included here was something that we borrowed from our friends in DPE, and this is a checking, a dependency checking tool. What it does, it goes through your system and checks that you have everything that you need to run the samples. Right. Now, one thing that is important is that if you just need to go and look at the code, you're not interested in running the bits, you know, of course you don't need all of that, right? You can just go unzip the files and open the file that you need.
Right.
But this will give you the list of things that are required and will, and yeah, exactly.
The
and then
yeah.
and then we'll show you what are the things that you have and the things that you don't have,
right.
of course.
Now, it came pretty handy. I was trying to set up the solution in my machine the other day, and I was missing one of the pieces. What I really liked is it doesn't just tell you what's missing, it also gives you a quick link. So pretty good job with that quick link.
Yep.
All right, super. So now let's look at the solution themselves.
Yeah, so the one that we're going to explore today is the very first scenario, which is the simplest also. It's a single sign-on, the web SSO, and it's the first solution that you see here in the screen. And I'm going to go back to the PowerPoint just for a second to, you know, give you the context and show you what is in there.
Oh, great.
Makes sense. This is one of the scenarios that we have like a before and after explanation, right? So we show this is Adatum, is one of these fictitious companies, multifaceted companies like Contoso that do a lot of things here in Microsoft. So Adatum has you know, two applications. One is an order processing system. That's a Windows authentication-based system. It's an ASP.NET web forms. They also have an expense reporting system, AExpense, and that lives in its own realm from a security standpoint, right? So this is not tied into, let's say, AD or any of the infrastructure that Adatum has.
I see.
It has its own database of users and its own things, right? In the context of Adatum, there's other things as well, right? So there's, you know, holidays, the booking system, there's facilities, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So the problem is that, of course, John, an employee in Adatum, he can he logs in into his desktop in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, against AD. He gets a Kerberos ticket for that.
Yep.
And then every time that he interacts with the order processing system, it's just, you know, seamless experience.
Right.
But every time he goes and reports some expenses,
right.
he has to enter username and password for that specific application.
That's
right?
Right.
And that's one of the things that we want to change in Adatum, right? So this is what happens after we change the architecture in Adatum to take advantage of a claims-based approach.
Sure.
So what we will do is we will just claims enable a order, we will claims enable a expense, and then we will deploy an identity provider, which is essentially ADFS or an issuer of tokens, and then we will make these two applications trust that identity provider to authenticate users for them, right? So in that case, John does not need username and password anymore, right. And we can get rid of that database of username and of users.
Right, so if I have islands of applications, I don't need those sticky notes to write down my password anymore.
Not anymore.
That's cool.
Of course, this is a snapshot of a real company, right? Sure. So in the real world, we would assume that there will be multiple other applications. The same architecture would apply.
Right.
Make sense?
Makes sense.
So this is what we implemented. Now, if you open the solution in Visual Studio, let me make this bigger for you. So it's very clearly, you know, you have like the before application, the after application. So the intent here is that you can compare and see what has changed from one solution to the other.
The one A doesn't have the claims awareness.
Right. Exactly.
In 1B, we've got the claims enabled.
Exactly. I see. Right. So in this one, we are using Windows Identity Foundation as a runtime to understand claims and to tie into that. And then we are also explaining the procedure to make the changes, right? Which is, among others, it's using the tools that ship with Windows Identity Foundation that tie into Visual Studio.
Sure.
So we make those infrastructure changes in the app, pretty much for you, right? And then you will notice in this particular example that there's like an Adatum simulated issuer, right?
That's right. I was going to ask you about that.
And this one is the component that replaces, right, like simulates what ADFS would do in the real world.
I see. That's purely from a learning perspective.
Correct.
I see.
So this is it's an issuer, right?
Right.
It's a fully functional STS.
Right.
But it is there only for the purpose of making this application run.
Right.
Without requiring ADFS or AD or any of that,
right? So that kind of illustrates the scenario quite well,
right? And it runs in a single box. We try to minimize the amount of dependencies that we have. Now, if you take all these samples and deploy it on a real lab, and you remove the simulated issuer, and you deploy ADFS instead, you just change a few config files, and everything works. Should work.
So from the guide, would I be able to understand the areas where I need to remove the marked areas and then kind of plug in with my real providers?
Right. Okay. Right. So each chapter has a section that says, here's what happens with a simulated issuer. Here's what you need to do to remove that and put a real one.
Okay.
Right?
Good.
So in this example, I'm going to run this just to illustrate what you will see.
Sure.
So as you see, most of our applications are very, very simplistic. The point is not, in making
the
like
UI.
UI.
Right.
We are not designers, clearly, right?
Right.
But we are interested in the identity aspects of the app, right? And unfortunately, identity being some of those infrastructure pieces, it's hidden from a lot of things in the app, right? When things work well, they just work, right?
What are those tooltips there?
Yeah, so one thing that we've done is we've annotated the app with a few things to illustrate what's happening, right? So, for example, everyone, all over the application, you will see this little, icon over there. And every time you hover the mouse over it, you will see an explanation of what's happening in that context, right? So if you click on, let's say this is the portal in Adatum, so I'm going to play the role of John, the employee in Adatum. If I click on A order claims aware, now the first thing I'm going to go is to the issuer, right? Now in the real world, you would be using Windows integrated security, so you would not see this.
Right.
And this is exactly what we tell you here, right? This is simulating Windows authentication.
Right.
But we also give you the opportunity here to play with different roles.
I see.
So I'm an employee in customer service. I'm an employee in order fulfillment. And depending on where I am in the organization in Adatum, I might get a different experience in the application.
Makes sense.
Here I'm logging on as Adatum John.
Right.
Continue. Now I'm going to go back to the application, AOrder, and logged in as John.
Great.
And I can see where that has been
That identity is from that simulated issue where you talked
correct.
About.
Okay. And now also, because I'm logged in into this into a datum, if I go to the other application, which is a expense, right. Now what happens is that I should go there directly.
Perfect.
There's no login, there's no nothing. It just
so in works. The other scenario, which we didn't walk through, if I logged in, to the A order, and then if I switch to A expense, it's going to pop me up for a separate authentication.
Right.
Okay.
Which normally is not the same, right? You have like two identity silos, which are not
integrated. It's not single sign-on, obviously.
No.
Fantastic. So you have a portal for every scenario in the in the guide?
Okay. Exactly. So each scenario is like will look similar to this. Of course, it's a lot of our scenarios are involve multiple companies. So this is one where it's a single company, it's a datum, but we have ones with, chapters on federation, most notably, have multiple companies interacting between each other, right?
Fantastic. Great. So two URLs for our viewers to go download it. Obviously, they can get it from the Dev Center, from the Patterns and Practices Dev Center, which is on MSDN, or they can also get it from, or at least a link from the CodePlex site, which is claimsid.codeplex.com.
Exactly.
Great. Well, thanks for your time, Eugenio. That was great. And I'm sure our viewers found it interesting as well. Thanks
for
everybody.
The opportunity. Thanks.